I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The annual Halloween Spectacle is coming very soon to the city of Marquette, and we talked to Tina Harris with the Marquette Arts and Culture Center to find out how you can get involved. Here's more with Tina Harris.
We're in our fifth year at the Halloween Spectacle, and we're changing it up a little bit this year, trying to get more people involved, and we need performers. We need volunteers. We need people to help decorate the streets.
Sure.
At every level, we need performers.
It is a little different this year. And in the past, there's been sort of these processionals from various sides of town meeting at the commons, and you're shifting that around a little bit. Tell me about that.
Yeah, before it was really a theater experience. You would try to find a seat, and you'd sit and watch an hour-long performance. And it was difficult for people to see. The crowds were getting a little too big, and sometimes it's cold and hard to sit still for so long. And so right now we're gonna close off Washington Street, the 100 block of Washington, and we are making it much more of a street party. Four stages by Double Trouble with lights and sound, and 2 hours of continuous performances. So much more of an a la carte experience. The audience can interact and walk through and walk around the stages. Completely different. We're going to try it out and see how it works, but I think it's going to be great.
But that's kind of almost making it more like almost a festival type atmosphere where you can kind of check this out and then I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go over here and see this. And that's why you need more people.
We definitely need more people. We want to have longer performances. Instead of having your one performance for 5 minutes, you get to do that performance over and over and over and over again. We need people just to walk around the crowd, and that could be anyone in the community dressing up and just showing off their costumes. But we're going to have photo ops for the kids with amazing costumes, amazing surprises, lots of fire, of course, because the fire twirling is really popular. But we need people to help out. We need people with security to help decorate the trees, to do so much, to sew costumes, to do makeup, and to perform. So if you're a family and you like to do a themed Halloween thing, you could do a pop-up theater piece at the Halloween Spectacle.
So there is sort of almost like, I don't want to say sort of free-for-all, but free-form kind of approach to it for people to take part. But you want to be able to be able to coordinate that, I'm sure. So that's why you want people to sort of sign up and say we're doing it.
Yeah, they can sign up. We can fit them where they fit best. There is no long rehearsal time. You will have a slot. You know, you can tell us your idea of what you or your family or friends want to do, and we will try to find a place for you. So exciting, a lot more opportunity for people to get involved. We need musicians too. Mm-hmm. You know, you play the drums or the oboe or the tuba and you want to come out, we want you. And what's so cool about Halloween in Marquette is that there's so many good things happening. We have so many premier, fantastic Halloween events that are all for good causes, either raising money for nonprofits like the Haunted Hayride. Mm-hmm. So impressed by what they do. And, you know, and we're all partnering. Haunted Hayride is definitely going to participate in the Halloween Spectacle this year. We're all supporting each other with marketing efforts. There's the Haunted Theater. There's the Moosewood Bog Walk. There are amazing things happening in Marquette at Halloween.
Now, with the spectacle itself, when is that scheduled to be? What is the time frame with that?
Saturday, October 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. downtown Marquette.
Right there just before Halloween on the weekend. If people want to get involved, which I know someone listening out there right now says this is cool because a lot of people love Halloween, how do they find you and get involved?
They call the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center at 228-0472, 228-0472, or they can email us at arts-culture@mqtcty.org.
That's Tina Harris, Community Services Manager with Arts and Culture for the City of Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.